All right, we're going to begin today's meeting of the Salt Lake Valley Law Enforcement Service Area. We're having our meeting first today to take care of some business that's necessary before we start Unified Police Department Board of Trustees. First thing on the agenda is I'm going to open the public hearing regarding a budget amendment, and we can entertain public comment at this point. So is there anybody from the public that wishes to address this board? Not only on the budget item, but on any item at this point. I see none, so we'll move to item number two. I'm asking any of my colleagues on the board here if they have any conflicts of interest regarding any item on the agenda. I don't imagine you do, so we'll move to item number three, the resolution of the budget amendment. And at this point, I will turn it over to Rick Moon to discuss the details.
Okay, so if you guys have page two, with the help of Lisa, we came up with this. Hopefully it's easy to read, makes it so you guys can see what we're asking for in the budget adjustments. So the budget amendment we're asking for, that we're recommending, is a contribution from fund balance for $418,000, of which $108,000 will go to the base contract for UPD for the increase of chief and a lieutenant for the Kearns Magna split, and then $310,000 for the purchase of the Magna building from the water district. And so we're recommending that you guys adopt this resolution for the budget amendment of $418,000.
Does any member of the board have a question?
What does this bring the fund balance down? What percentage?
20.6.
Any other questions?
Long-term funding for that new position will not be coming out of fund balance annually, right?
The long term, yes, it'll be coming.
We'll budget for it next year.
As a budget, yeah.
Okay.
One note, that our legal counsel advises, ask for public comment once again before the final vote.
Before I close, yes, okay.
I'll make a motion to open for public comment.
Let me ask again, is there any member of the public who wishes to question or provide any input to this board regarding the budget item that was just introduced? I see none.
And I'll make a motion that we close.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Item number four is the introduction of the new township chief of police services. We probably ought to adopt it since we've gone through all that. So before we do that, I will ask for a motion to...
I'll make a motion to adopt the resolution, the budget amendment, as presented.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, now we will introduce the new Magna Township Chief of Police Services. Chief Mazarin, turn it over to you.
Thank you. We had a process, and two new chiefs were selected. First, we have
and Jason.
The new chief that was selected for Magna is Chief Jason Ackerman. I think, in the interest of time, unless
have
you object,
seat,
we can have them introduce themselves and talk a little bit about their background in the next meeting, unless you'd like to see that right now.
All right, that would be good. Go ahead.
Sure. So I've worked for Salt Lake County and UPD for the last 15 years. Nearly half of my career has been spent working out west in the Kearns and Magna areas. For the last about 3 years, I've been working out in the Kearns and Magna precincts as a detective sergeant, and then I promoted to lieutenant, and then have been the acting chief since Chief Atkinson's retirement about a month ago. So, very excited. This is a momentous thing for both those communities.
All right, well, thank you and congratulations.
Thank you.
This is Brian Lorke. He'll be the courage chief.
I'm Brian Lorke. I've been with the organization for going on 19 years now. Worked all over the organization. My last couple assignments, I was the acting chief out in Harriman before the transition was made. Before that, I was the public information officer for the Unified Police Department. Looking forward to working out with the citizens and Kearns and incredible staff out there.
Okay, very good. Well, congratulations to you. Both of you are highly respected. I've done a little research, and everyone seems to think that you're extremely competent and well-liked, and so this is going to work very well. Thank you.
And just to note the agenda, we need to make an adjustment under 5. Brian's name needs to be listed, where Jason's listed twice.
Mm-hmm.
Just so that we don't give you double duties, Jason. A nice vacation, Brian, you should probably fix that.
I'd appreciate that.
I believe we could approve both of these appointments under one motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the appointment of the two new chiefs.
Second. Thank you. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, go to work.
And we appreciate that. We think it's going to be very beneficial for both communities out there.
Yes.
Thank you.
Item number 6, a resolution approving the interlocal agreement to purchase. Would you explain?
Yeah, good morning.
Mr. Nakamura.
So the Unified Police had a lease agreement with the Magna Water District, and in that lease it was an option to purchase the property at it's 2711 South Buccaneer Drive in Magna. Slavisa did send a letter exercising the option to purchase. The purchase option price was $345,000. The option also provides that Slavisa would get credit for the lease payments that they have made since the lease, which is $72,000. But then Magna Water District would also give credit for any repairs that they had made to the property, which is $26,759. So the total purchase price will be $299,759.24. Interlocal agreements under the Interlocal Cooperation Agreement Act has to be approved by the boards. Magna Water District has already approved it and has already signed it. So we're here asking the board to approve the interlocal agreement. That was in your packet, and so if you have any questions on the agreement.
Any questions from anyone?
Can you just bring me up to speed on the purpose of the purchase?
Well, it's currently used by as a precinct building right now.
So this will be the new precinct?
Yes.
I got it.
And I'm anticipating that we would have to work out a lease agreement between UPD and Slavisa at some point.
So, great. And then I'm wondering, would we not just approve the interlocal?
Yes, it's just the agreement.
It's just written out as a resolution.
Yes. Well, you're approving the agreement, and it's substantially in that form. It still gives Scott Carver, as the district administrator, as we go through closing, there will be closing costs. But it's substantially the form that we have provided.
Okay. So the resolution actually gives some flexibility for a later final approval.
Yes, we use the word substantially approved because we don't know what the closing costs will be, but it does give the flexibility to the district administrator to do what's necessary to close the transaction.
Other questions?
I'm just... Help me out with the math a little bit. You said it was $345,000 was the purchase price.
Yeah.
Minus $72,000 for the rent.
Right.
Rent payments. And it was $299,000 total.
$26,000 is added back in.
Oh, added back in.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's great. They received credit for the repairs that they did.
Right, now it makes sense. Thank you.
Okay.
but I'm still not good at math, so.
Any other questions? If not, I'd entertain a resolution to approve the interlocal agreement to purchase the stated property.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Thank you.
Thank you.
Item number 7 is to approve the minutes for the October 18th, 2018 board meeting.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. That concludes our stated agenda issues, and let me just announce the next meeting, December 13th, which it will be at 6 p.m., is a public hearing on the proposed tax increase as well as to approve the 2019 final budget. And with that, we stand adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Then your packet has the resolutions that you need to sign.